in to tell us what's going on with the weekly feed. We are joined now by Callan Boys. Morning, Callan.
Good morning, Jess. How are you going?
Well, thank you. What are we speaking about this week?
Well, a couple of things, but I just want to start by saying I was having a pretty good week, and then something came to my inbox, which is the vilest thing I've seen since Alan Jones of Arclaysen released the cookbook. Cole has released a chicken parma pizza.
Chicken parma pizza?
Yeah. It is gross. A slice of pub meal heaven, the press release says. It is loaded with ham, mozzarella, parmesan cheese, and crunchy southern fried popcorn chicken.
Oh, okay.
What is that when it's at home? Gee wizard. Okay, it's one of the grossest things I've ever seen, and I've always thought the chicken tikka pizza was the worst thing, or chicken tandoori pizza, but I think a chicken parmesan pizza might take the case of the grossest pizza ever invented. I don't know, what's your least favourite pizza topping?
My least favourite pizza topping? I feel like you're gunning for pineapple here, but I really like the pineapple on pizza.
No, pineapple's great. I'm down with it.
Good, I was just checking.
Totally. No, it's nice and sweet with ham, like the salty ham and sweet pineapple. Ripper combination, especially, as I always say, the day after when you're hungover is all hell.
I think the worst pizza I would have ever seen is one of those dessert pizzas, but it still came with the cheese crust. A cheese with the dessert pizza was too much.
That's ridiculous.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. I remember I had a pizza once. My mum tried to order a pizza from a different pizza shop, and we had a ham and pineapple pizza, and it came with banana on it.
Oh, what?
Which I've since found out used to be a thing.
Ooh.
In the 1950s and 60s, when banana was just put on everything. Anyway, so there you go. That's terrible. But yeah, I think chicken or seafood. Seafood on pizza, I can't stand either. Prawns or calamari, it just doesn't feel quite right. Anyway, chicken parmesan pizza, absolutely terrible. We'll probably do a taste test on it next week for the Sydney Morning Herald. Can't wait. Got a body on the line for that. But this week I've actually been doing another taste test on a definitive ranking of Arnott's assorted family biscuits, because nothing but hardcore journalism going on over good food these days. No, we do plenty of horror stories, but this one's a bit of a fun one. So, yeah, just working my way through the Arnott's family biscuits to try and find which is kind of objectively the best. And I think I've settled on the Kingston.
Oh.
But I'm not sure. Yeah, have you got a favourite Arnott's family biscuit?
Oh.
Which a friend of mine actually calls prison biggies, because they're the same biscuits they serve in detention centres when you go to visit an inmate.
Oh, okay. That's a fact that I did not know.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, prison biggies. Think of that next time you're going into a shortbread cream. Yeah.
I don't know if I've got a favourite, to be honest. They all just kind of blend together in my world, although that's probably a very controversial statement.
Yeah, well, that's highly controversial. I would say, well, my favourite is the Kingston. Least favourite, from what I've discovered from this, is the orange cream, which, I think anyone who says that their favourite Arnott's family assorted biscuit is the orange cream is probably the same kind of person who buys their breakfast from Red Rooster and not to be trusted. Yeah. That's a worry. I'm going to also do a story, I think, on what I call other what are you even doing here flavours, where I'd like to include the black jelly bean.
No, I will defend the black jelly bean.
See, this is what I've got here. In my notes, I say, I have in brackets, potentially controversial.
One where they all kind of blend together, I feel, but I will defend the black jelly bean.
No,
it's like licorice. Licorice is great.
Licorice is pretty good. Black jelly beans aren't. They just seem to be really colored, particularly black, and you get that ugly tone. No, they're gross. I'm a fan of the white ones, which I think are lemonade flavored. Could be wrong on that. It really shows how often I eat jelly beans. Anyway, also shout out to the Brazil nuts, which no one wants to eat. They always stay there. The blue Zuzuzuzuz, no one wants that. And one of my least favourite things of all time, which is, those mixed cheese, kind of like four packs.
Yeah.
You've got like a soft cheese in there, maybe a hard cheese, maybe a manchego. And there's always that like weird like cream cheese covered with the spring onion and chives. What is that stuff?
Nothing good, apparently.
It just sits there and melts away. The only thing worse than it is actually probably the other one, which a few companies do, which is the almond and apricot crusted cream cheese, which has been around since Noah built the ark. And you kind of see it these days at Christian parties and weddings on the Central Coast. It's quite popular up there. But, yeah, I can't stand it. Yeah, almond and bloody apricot-covered cream cheese. I don't know why it's ever a thing. Oh, and also, shout-out to the banana lollies in Alan's party mix.
They are great.
Objectively terrible.
No, I feel like we've got some differing views here. The banana ones are the ones I'd always go for, the bananas and the mint leaves.
Mint leaves are awesome. I'm all for that. I'm all for that. Anyway, frozen yamcha in a tasteless pack. I never touch them. I don't think anyone does. You got that kind of top bit, the fried top bit that no one knows what to do with. Anyway, moving on from that into serious news, Uber Eats has revealed their 10 weirdest customers.
Oh, sorry, I think we lost you there for a second. The 10 what?
Oh, sorry. 10 Uber Eats has revealed this week and yesterday it's 10 weirdest requests.
10 weirdest requests from Uber Eats.
Customers. Yeah. Now, it's in the US. They're a bit, sort of a bit ordinary. I won't read them all out. But shout out to the guy who ordered a side of ranch dressing with their milkshake.
Ranch dressing milkshake?
Yeah. Some mayonnaise milkshake, which is one of the grossest things I've ever seen on a kind of pizza. some of these other highlights are probably pretty good. This is my boyfriend Valentine's gift. It would be amazing if you could play Ask a Toto when you deliver the donuts. You don't have to play the whole thing, really just the chorus.
Donuts with the song.
With Toto.
Okay, all right, that's specific.
I don't know if she was asking the poor driver to actually sing Toto or just have it blaring from the car or have it on his iPhone when he's delivering the food or what. She doesn't really specify, which I think she missed a trick there. So anyway, I don't have a follow-up to that and know what happens. But number three on the weirdest request was someone asking to send all their sandwich parts separately.
Like a deconstructed sandwich.
Exactly it. Please send all the sandwich parts separately. I will put together myself.
Okay, all right.
which I kind of get. Maybe if I had an onslaught of soggy sandwiches delivered by a particular outlet over the course of many months, and it just had enough, and just send the cheese and the lettuce and tomato in separate bags and I'll do it myself. So maybe that's what happened there, or maybe they're just a weird person.
Maybe they insist on putting the sandwiches together themselves. It's a thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of get it. One person requested 13 containers of ranch dressing.
Of what? Ranch dressing?
Ranch dressing is nuts in the States.
Why
we don't really have it over here.
Okay.
It's kind of just a mayonnaise-y style thing with a bit of garlic and olive oil and other acidic things in there. It's pretty tasty, but no, go nuts for it in the States. And like ranch dressing to order with your pizza, big thing, and you dip your crusts into the ranch.
Okay.
So that's kind of huge over there. So someone asked if they didn't contain that, which seems a lot. Here's probably my favourite, though. Someone takes the bacon very seriously, which is fair enough. Bacon extra, extra crispy, please.
If you extra, try to bend extra crispy.
That's three extras. Extra, extra, extra crispy.
Oh.
I was just cutting it short for time. But if you try to bend the bacon and it breaks, then it is perfect, exclamation mark. Just short of burned is another good way to describe it. Thank you in advance for your attention to detail regarding the cooking of the bacon. It is the most important part of the meal, so please take this quest seriously, exclamation mark.
Cook your own bacon at that point. Cook your own bacon. Clearly no one's going to get it right.
If you're at that level, exactly, to take the time to write that, to put in three extras for extra crispy, just fire up the burner and get grills of that delicious cured pig yourself.
Exactly.
That's pretty good. I like to always, when I do, my friend put me onto this, and I feel kind of bad doing it, but when I'm ordering these delivery services, and they're all the same, they're all kind of pretty ordinary, I'm usually in a ferocious state of hungoverness. And I don't really want to deal with anyone. So I always have a note to say that, oh, I'm deaf, and I might be in the shower and not hear the door.
Oh, wow.
please leave food at the door. And then I'll just, you know, and then I'll kind of hear and leave and then scurry over and get it and then go back to my room and pull the blinds.
So that you don't have to...
I'm sick and in bed like the monster I am.
So that you don't have to face the people bringing you your food.
Well, the thing is, this is what I find. I've got a pretty easy house to find, but somehow delivery drivers just have issues with it, whatever, don't know. They'll kind of then start calling. I've got to put clothes on, a dressing gown at least, go out the front, wave them down. They're like 10 houses up the street. Then I lose my keys. I'm locked out. It's like that Haynes ad back in the 70s, you know. I've got my reasons or whatever on the doorstep. It's just an absolute nightmare. But what happens is if you say you might be in the shower and won't be able to hear them knock, then they'll try extra hard, actually track down the house, and then just leave the food there. It's a really good trick. There you go.
Life hacks. Well, we'll have to leave it there, Callan. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
All right, Jess. More tips next time.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Callan Boyes with the weekly feed for another week. There you go. Life hacks for delivery services, apparently. I've yet to try it, but Callan's tried and tested for us.